You are listening to a Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hi guys, I'm Prasid Banerjee and I write about tech at Mint.
And this is TechCetra, a podcast
where we tackle some hot topics in technology
and also
bust some myths.
So a man called Vitalik Buterin donated about $1 billion, actually over $1 billion, to something called the India COVID Relief Fund, a cryptocurrency-based aid fund that is run by some entrepreneurs in India. It was started by somebody called Sandeep Nelwal, who founded a company called Matic Networks. And this fund at the moment has over $1 billion in donation. And I thought this would be a good opportunity to explain certain aspects of crypto that we usually miss. First and foremost, who is Vitalik Buterin, right? It's something that most of us would not have heard of. It's a name that most of us would not have heard of. Vitalik Buterin is a 27-year-old Russian-Canadian programmer who founded the Ethereum blockchain. So the Ethereum blockchain is the second largest public blockchain in the world, and Ether is the second largest cryptocurrency in the world after Bitcoin. It's also the best known amongst cryptocurrencies other than Bitcoin, of course. Buterin had won a $100,000 Thiel fellowship that's given by technologist Peter Thiel in 2014, and he used that to of course develop the Ethereum blockchain more. And it was his work with this blockchain and the white paper that got him this fellowship. Now, according to public data, Buterin's net worth is about $21 billion. And that happened because of a bull run that Ethereum has been on recently. Ethereum crossed around $3,000 on May 10th. And being the creator, of course, Buterin holds a big part of Ether currencies, which in turn means that his overall net worth swelled. His net worth is also helped by the fact that a joke coin or meme coin called Shiba Inu is also in a way dependent on him. Now, what are joke coins? So joke coins are basically literally what the name suggests. These are often called meme coins or joke coins. They were created literally as a joke and they really had no value. There is no sort of tangible assets that are behind them. Serious crypto players do not play in them. But they sometimes tend to really increase in value because a lot of people start investing in them. The best example of this is Dogecoin, which of course Elon Musk has tweeted about. And as a result, its price rose really fast recently. But then last week when Elon Musk called it a hustle on his Saturday Night Live appearance, Dogecoin also dropped really fast. Anyway, Shiba Inu was a coin that literally has a meme of a Shiba Inu dog. And it was created as a Dogecoin killer. That's how they sort of marketed it, saying that this was a Dogecoin killer. And when they created it, they transferred about 50% of the supply of this coin to Buterin's public wallet. Now, Buterin has a public wallet. A lot of big personalities have public wallets where anybody can transfer funds. They can also see what is in these wallets, how much crypto is in these wallets and so on. So when the Shiba Inu creators transferred 50% of the funds to Buterin's public wallet, they said they're doing it to create scarcity. Now, scarcity is again an important aspect of crypto because there are two things that create value for something, right? One is how useful they are. That is utility, and second is scarcity. Why does gold have value? Because it's not available very easily. Same for platinum, same for, you know, precious metals, things like that. So when it comes to crypto, of course, the utility is something that people will question for at least the foreseeable future. You can't just create a digital currency and say that, oh, now this will work as just regular currency. Till people actually start giving you services and products in return, you have no real utility for it. So how do you create value? By scarcity. And of course, you have to depend on the fact that people are interested. Now, Shiba Inu also, like Dogecoin, it gained importance over time. And as I mentioned before, Buterin has access to this 50% of the supply of Shiba Inu. And it is this supply that he transferred to the India COVID Relief Fund. He transferred 50 trillion Shiba Inu coins, which amount, at the time he transferred, it amounts to approximately $1.14 billion. But there is more meaning to this, in the sense that when Buterin did this, over the last 24 hours after he did this, the price of Shiba Inu dropped because of what he did. And it dropped by about 30%. In fact, when I recorded this episode, the value of 50 trillion Shiba Inu was approximately $986 million. So it had already dropped. And this is one thing experts point out, is that with joke coins, yes, it's good that he has donated it. But the fact that, you know, these are joke coins means that by the time these guys actually convert it to real money, it may not have the same value. In fact, one expert also warned me that this could just be an effort at sort of driving one of these joke coins. Just like, you know, Elon Musk's tweets had driven the value of Dogecoin at one time. This could also be a way to sort of drive the value of this Shiba Inu for a short period. Remember that in a crypto-based donation fund, cryptocurrencies have no real tangible value unless they're converted to fiat currency, right? So the people running these funds will have to make sure that they have ways to convert it into fiat currency. And the way they do that, of course, is they go to exchanges like Wazirex and all. They can trade on these exchanges and hope that there are buyers who can buy these coins and, you know, sell it back, who can buy these coins and give them fiat currency in return. Some people tell me that people behind the Indian COVID Relief Fund have also devised a different way to convert it into fiat. But of course, I cannot confirm that. But they do say that they have over $1 billion in donations. And their website shows that they have made a donation worth ₹7.4 crore to the ACT Grants, which is a startup-driven organization meant for helping in COVID relief. ACT Grants had recently said that they will donate 50,000 oxygen concentrators around India in order to help with relief. The website also shows that the India COVID Relief Fund has made donations to the Masoom Charitable Trust, Rajiv Memorial Academic Welfare Trust, and many more. And their website does have some effort for transparency in the sense that it shows you where donations are coming from, what is happening with the money, and so on. They accept donations in Ethereum, Bitcoin, Ripple, Litecoin, Dogecoin, and so on. And it was started around April 24th this year. But Buterin's donation is the big thing here. This is probably the first time that a $1 billion donation has come for COVID relief in India. There are no such donations. Even in the Prime Minister's PM CARES Fund, there haven't been such huge donations. But of course, it again brings you back to the question, how does crypto work, and, you know, should you invest in crypto? These are good signs in the sense that, you know, big players in crypto, when they do things like this, it's good PR in a way. It gets more people interested. They want to learn about crypto through all of this. And whether the value remains at $1 billion will, of course, depend on when these guys cash these donations that they're getting, and how quickly or what the market state is when they are transferring all of this. It's also worth noting that cryptocurrencies have been in a general bull run since around December last year. So there's a good chance that these guys will make a lot of money in the fund, which they can then use for COVID relief. But yes, these funds make no difference until and unless they can be converted to fiat currency, because no oxygen supplier or anybody for that matter is accepting crypto for COVID relief right now. And that's it for this week's episode. Please do let me know what you thought of it and what else you would want me to cover. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at UnderTecker.
Yes, you heard that right. That's UNDERTECHER. You can also give us feedback at HT Smartcast. We're present on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And please do log on to htsmartcast.com and listen to all of our productions.
This was a Mint production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.